But I was thinking about a couple of weeks ago, a week, life is a journey. What we go through in life brings us, makes us stronger, gives us knowledge and everything. And I was also looking at other cultures. And one of the main cultures I was looking at was Indians. I just got back from a trip to Louisiana. My mom tells me that I have a little bit of Indian in me. Just now, I just forgot what part that was. Cherokee, that's it. Cherokee in me. Well, so I was thinking about that, and I look at the culture, and I notice that when they talk about maybe their life or about the way they live, it's a journey. And when they tell about their life, they tell it as if it was a journey. Now, Christianity is also a journey through our life, through how we live our life. We live it as Christ wants us to, like Daryl was talking this morning, being a disciple of Christ. Now, as we live the journey of a follower of Christ, as we live the journey through Christ, are the things that we put forth towards other people, how we speak to them and how we tell them things. You know, God wants us to do it in love. And when we do it in love, they can see that. And where I'm getting at with the journey is when we tell them about our life and we tell them about, if we talk to them like it was a journey, like Indians, Native Americans do, you can see the passion that they have. The passion in their heart, the passion in their mind and their soul when they speak of it. And also, when they talk about their God, they trust and they believe that they will be taken care of. When we go through our journey in our life, we need to trust that we will be taken care of. I had a sermon back a while ago about trusting God and knowing that He will take care of us. One of my main things was that God won't give us more than we can't handle. See, and as we go through journeys, God throws things at us as a test to see how our faith is, or to see how our walk with Christ is, to maybe just to see how you're going to deal with the situation. Now, how we deal with it may not be the way God wants, but God saw that. And the best way to deal with it, I see, is that we should look in the Bible and see how we should deal with the situations, and that better helps the journey, better helps us getting through the situation. I believe that God helps us through them if we go to Him. He says, come to me through prayer. Now, also, the Indians, when they pray, they're focused. They're not talking. They're just doing some chant or whatever it is. I haven't really researched it that much yet. But when they do their chant, which is a prayer to their God, they're completely focused, 100% focused. So when we want to seek something or want to learn something about what God wants for us, we need to be 100% focused. And that's when I believe we will find our answer. Because if we're not 100% focused on God or 100% focused on what we're looking for, we might either end up missing it or we might just not hear it when God's trying to talk to us, because we're not focused. And that's when we need to look at us, ourselves, and think, well, you know, how come God didn't help me on this or something, you know? But you missed it, and he came back later or something, however it happened, all depends on the different situations. But if we're 100% focused on God, when we are trying to find the answer or his will, may it be, that we're focused, we'll find it. That's the best way, the easiest way, I believe, we'll find it. And that's how we can learn from their culture. And also, when you watch the movies or something, when they're talking, they speak with wisdom, or to their wisdom. And they speak with, they know what they're speaking of. And when we speak to people, I think that we need to know for sure what we're talking about. I think that we should tell them what we know. And if we don't know for sure, we need to clarify it, because then that doesn't make us look like we don't know what we're talking about. You go and talk to somebody and you tell them, oh, hey, yeah, if you don't say, I think it says this, and he says it says this, then they're going to be like, well, he was wrong about this. Why isn't he wrong about the other things? And that's not going to be living, you know, in the way of Christ. You know, because God wants us to disciple the people, and he wants us to let them know the truth. And the truth isn't followed with lies or little things that you think, you know. If you should specify it, because then they'll get confused, and you don't want people to get confused, because if they get confused, then that's not good for them and for us, because then it's going to be harder for them to come to Christ. And I think that also when the way they talk, they, like I was saying, with the wisdom, and you can tell when they're talking to somebody that they feel it. You know they feel it. You know they have the passion. You can feel the passion. And I think that we also need to have the passion for Christ. That God died for us, and we know that God died for us, and we know that he gave his life for our sins, and that he gives us the will to do the things that we need to do for him. And if we know that and we accept that, then we will have the passion when we speak about it. The passion will come out and come from him and come out of us to other people who need to know. People who are willing to receive. And God will help you with that, because God puts the seed in there and we water it. The mustard, you know. Well, also, with the passion, we need to, when we talk with our words and stuff, the passion doesn't just die. You know, you might start losing gain, you know, slowly or something when your day goes on or something, you know, you just feel down. But it's not just completely gone. It doesn't just disappear. The passion stays within you as long as you still believe. But if you have to keep the passion when you're talking to somebody or as you're going through your day, because it's not also just when you're talking to somebody, it's the way you walk, the way, you know, you look, the way that you glare at somebody or glance at somebody. They may not see passion like, oh, that's a man with passion. They might see something else like, you know, well, this person looked at me weird, so, you know, he's not a nice guy. You know? And if we have the passion and the sincerity of Jesus and we know the things he did, we're going to be happy in our life. And when we look at other people, or we live our life and we walking
just somewhere down the street or sitting at our desk at work or at school or wherever it may be, they look over at us and they see that we're happy. And if we keep God in our minds and know that He did this for us and we accept it and keep it, we'll be happy because we know we have something to look forward to. We have eternal life to look forward to. God gave it to us. And when they look at us, they will see that. And that's one of the main things, I think, that brings somebody to Christ. I had somebody in my school write in my yearbook the way I handle things. They noticed, and I didn't even know he was looking at me, watching me or anything. And he writes in my yearbook, he's like, "Man, I think it's cool the way you handle things." You know, there's just some guy was being basically what I thought was stupid, you know, trying to say things, trying to get a rouse out of me, and I wouldn't let him get the rouse out of me because I just thought that he's nothing to mess with. I wasn't worried about it. Well, he writes in my yearbook that he thought it was cool. Well, I didn't even notice, you know, like I said, I didn't notice he was looking at me, watching me, and that's my point. You don't know if somebody's looking at you, watching you, or, you know, and that might help. I don't know whether or not that's going to bring him to Christ or not, because he knew I was a Christian, because I let people know. But it also could be a bad turn. What if I do something wrong? You know, I say I'm a Christian, they see me doing it, they're going to be like, oh, you know. Apparently that's okay to do, because this guy, you know, he always talks about God and always this, so it must be right. But when we talk about him or let people know that we are in Christ, we got to let them know that we're not perfect. Because it's easy to get across that word when you talk about Christ, that, you know, they might be thinking, oh, this guy, he's probably like basically perfect. You know, people know not everybody's perfect, but they think that when you start talking about them and they're thinking about, yeah, this is why I don't like this, and they're like, well, you don't like that? And they're like, oh, I, you know, they're thinking, well, I love doing that, you know, it's so fun and stuff. And they're just thinking at the time, they're like, well, you're basically pretty close to perfect or whatever. And they go see you do something, and you didn't specify in that conversation that you're not perfect, that you do mess up, then they're going to be wondering, and they're going to be like, one, there are two things. They're either going to be wondering, like, okay, why is he doing that? You know, he just got done telling me this, and it makes us look like a hypocrite. And, or two, he thinks that it's just okay, so he's just going to, you know, go out and do it. He might not already do it, but he's just going to think it's okay and go on thinking it's okay. And that's why I think we need to specify when we're talking to Christians or to people that we're not perfect. Because without the specifications that we aren't perfect, and they go on thinking that we are or whatever they think, it's just going to make us look bad. And with back to the passion, that with the passion, if we try to talk to somebody or try to share our faith or our beliefs with somebody, the passion, like I was saying earlier, will show. It will come out. And if you have the passion with you, God will help you talk to the person. And but back to the culture and heritage and or the Native Americans, my three main points is that when they live a journey, you know, the life is a journey, and they have passion. And they're focused. They're always focused. When they talk like God. Like, so somebody were to ask a question, they would always relate it to God, to their God. No matter what question it may be, even if it was a question that had nothing to do with God, somehow they would bring them into it. Somehow they would find a way to say that, you know, well, God, you know, allows us to do this, even though it had nothing to do with the question, but he allowed it to become into the question. And those are my three main points about this sermon. As you're probably wondering, where are my points? Because I'm just going different ways. I got a lot on my mind. But the journey, back to the journey, when we live the journey, like I was saying, with, you know, telling people about Christ or just living life, as hard as it may be or easy for some others, you know, that God, we should have God with us. And knowing that, that makes us happy. Like I said, I like to reenact that or say that a lot because it means a lot. It really does mean a lot. And I think that we should just know that and carry it with us. Carry it with us all the time. All the time. And that we can learn from other people, other cultures. We could watch them, you know, as they watch us. We could watch them, you know, it might not, you know, we know what is good and we know what is bad, but if we watch other cultures, we could see things that they do. Like the Muslims, they pray, I think it's 3 times or 5 times a day, something like that, at a certain time. You know, it might come to be a ritual, but they pray. Now, it might not be the right religion or whatever, but they make a habit and a point to pray. Like Daryl was talking in his last sermon, not this Sunday, but his last sermon, about having a time to pray. That also gets closer to God. That also helps the journey in life. And I just lost where I was going. Well, but I think that if we watch other cultures and other religions, that we can get information or ideas of how they do things and use it for us, for our benefits. And also when somebody comes up and they try to talk to you about it or something, you can also say that you know a little bit about it, you know, that you're not just walking into a conversation blind, you know. It makes it hard to witness to somebody when you're walking into a conversation blind, you know. So I think that it is good to learn from other cultures. And I just picked the Native Americans because my mom told me I was Native American or have some. And also that I think it's very interesting how they have, you know, they talk like they're in a journey, their life's in a journey, and they talk like they talk like their life's in a journey, and they're focused. They're always focused, and that they're just. When they talk to somebody, they bring God into it somehow. Those are my 3 points. Thank you.
Thank you, bud. A question for you. Can you fake being a Christian?
No.
Not really. There are many who try, but after a while the truth comes to the surface, right? So if we're living with passion, I mean, if we really believe it and mean it, it's going to show. Okay?